This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. As the National Garden Bureau pointed out recently, gardeners don't retire. We adapt. I've talked before on enabling gardens. Today is about adapting our way of gardening to match our abilities as we get older, since what we could do yesterday seems to make our bones creak today, or we just don't want to injure ourselves if there's an easier way. That reminds me of a saying my dad used often, "Work smarter, not harder, kid." Gardening is therapeutic in so many ways, and it becomes even more so as we age. There are many ways we can become adaptive gardeners. Start out with moving. No, not to a new place, but move your body. Stretching is a great way to get the kinks out. Knee pads and wheeled seats can be your friend too. Raised beds are the bomb for many. Check out my Garden Bite from August 18th. Stay hydrated. I'm talking water, not a cold beer. That's for later. Take plenty of breaks. Not everything has to be done right away. That's a lesson I need to learn. Dress comfortably. Wear sunscreen and a hat. Full disclosure, I do just one of those things. And now to tools. There are so many great lightweight but heavy-duty working tool designs now. I just got a Hori Hori knife, and I'm thrilled with it. Granted, it's not probably what most people would think of for adaptive gardening, but to me, it's great as it has so many uses for one tool. You can replace wooden-handled shovels, rakes, etc. with fiberglass handles and lightweight metal blades. If your hands are getting a bit less bendable, wrap some foam around those tools. Find these and more suggestions on GardenBite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.